Democrats are in the spotlight next week. So is Chicago. The city hosts the Democratic National Convention beginning Monday, and we are joined now by the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson. Mr. Mayor, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Everything ready?
Everything is ready. The city of Chicago, this is what we do well.
Mr. Mayor, there are a number of protests planned. And, you know, you're a former union leader. You've participated in quite a few protests. Number of the groups complain that your city lawyers and police department won't let them close enough to the convention and are putting restrictions on sound equipment so they can't be heard. What do you say?
Well, the first and foremost, protecting the fundamental right to protest in this country is why our democracy is functional. And I will do everything in my power to ensure that the First Amendment of all residents, people of this country, remain intact. In fact, I do not exist without protest. We have made it very clear that our top priority is to make sure that we have a safe and vibrant, exciting convention. And that's exactly what we will have. And so there is a particular route that we've agreed upon, along with the stage, as well as amplifiers and microphones, as well as porta potties, and anything else that is needed out there to ensure that these demonstrators are fully protected and respected. And that's exactly what they'll have and experience as me as mayor.
And what about those protesters who say it's not close enough?
Well, look, there are safety measures that we've had to put in place. Our local police department has worked with the Secret Service to ensure that, again, we have a safe as well as vibrant, exciting historical convention. And that's exactly what we will have.
Many of the protests are going to be over U.S. support of Israel in the war in Gaza. And, of course, this January, you cast the tie-breaking vote for the Chicago City Council to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. Would you like to change your party's position on military support for Israel?
Well, I can say this emphatically. The city of Chicago, we were one of the first cities to pass a resolution condemning the horrific attacks by Hamas against the Israeli people. We condemned that act in the most certain terms. We also made sure that we put forth a resolution calling for the release of hostages as well as to a permanent ceasefire. We are very clear that, you know, whether violence is happening in Gaza or on the west side of the city of Chicago, that violence is something that should always be condemned, and we should always move forward efforts of peace.
Would you like to change your party's position on support for the Israeli military?
As I said before, it's been very clear that our position is called for the releasing of hostages as well as for a permanent ceasefire. And that's the position that we will hold to. And many Americans actually believe that. And so we're going to continue to make sure that this country holds up to its morals, that life and the sanctity of life has to be protected, whether it's local or whether it's abroad.
Mr. Mayor, you made mention of what the city of Chicago has confronted with gun violence. Almost 1,400 shootings reported, according to CPD, as of August 4 of this year. Are you concerned that deploying so many police to handle the convention will make neighborhoods more vulnerable?
Not one neighborhood in the city of Chicago will go unprotected. Not one. It's always my top priority to make sure that we protect the residents of this city. And since I've been in office, we've had double-digit reductions in homicides. A lot of work to be done, but that's why I've committed to investing $100 million into violence prevention. It's why someone like Vice President Kamala Harris is so important, because she oversaw the first office in the history of America, the Office of Gun Violence Reduction. Whether it's mass shootings in rural America or small cities in America or shootings that take place in large cities across America, that we have to have real comprehensive gun reform in this country. Look, here's the bottom line. Most important thing here. Policing alone is not going to build a better, stronger, safer city. It's going to take everything. It's going to take a comprehensive full force of government to transform our country. That's why this moment in our nation's history is so critical. And that's exactly what our party represents. And I'm grateful that we have Vice President Kamala Harris and a fellow social studies teacher like myself, Governor Walz, that will be leading our country forward.
I have one last important question for you, Mr. Mayor. Should ketchup be permitted on a hot dog?
Not in Chicago. And in fact, I will be signing an executive order today that for the next week, the visitors that come to the city of Chicago, if you are seen with ketchup, you better have a bag of fries with you. Mustard only and deep dish. It's Chicago, for crying out loud.
The Chicago.
Get you an Italian beef sandwich while you're at it.
The Chicago way. Mayor Brandon Johnson of Chicago, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.